Welcome to the Tossing Clubs podcast. Next on the tee, your hosts, Frank Jang, Zach Moses, and Aaron Tan.
Yo, what is up, everyone? This is Tossing Clubs. We got some big news this week, but before we get to that, I just want to say, Zach and Aaron, what the heck is up with this weather, man? I just want to play some golf. I thought California would be a year-round golf state. It has been a year-round golf state, but you know what changed this year? Zachary Moses came to town, and now we can't play golf at all.
Oh, please. I actually heard it was sunny up in Seattle, so I don't know what's going on. I guess I did bring all the rain down here, but yeah, it needs to change. Like, I'd almost rather it just be really cold and non-rainy so we could get out there on the golf course.
And it's just so much worse because, like, none of the courses are prepared for this amount of rain, so you just get so much, like, water that's just staying there, and it won't leave, it won't drain. So it just, like, it can rain one day and then you can't play like the rest of the week.
Yeah, the irrigation for these courses were not made for this type of weather. Presidio, mud. Where did you guys play? It was like Sharp Park or Crystal Springs, or right?
Crystal Springs, which is, yeah, it was basically underwater in some areas and so unplayable. They gave us a free round because of it.
Oh, that's right. We got to use that.
We got to use that before what? End of April?
Yeah, which, something like
I mean,
that.
The way this rain is continuing, I don't know if we're going to be able to play.
We'll just like play again and parlay that into another free round.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played on Sunday at, of course, in Vallejo, Blue Rock Springs. And there were times when you would hit a perfect drive into the fairway. You don't see a bounce at all. You go over there and can't find it. We got four people looking for balls in the fairway. There were times when like two balls would be lost. Like can't find, no idea where it went.
That's the worst. Like when you pipe a drive and you walk down there and you're expecting it right in the middle of the fairway, and then
it just
disappeared. You have to buy so many new golf balls for playing well.
Guy invoked the gallery rule on that, but how was that event, Aaron?
Oh, so much fun. It was with Fairway Fox, and we had Brandon on the pod a few weeks ago. And I think he just does a really good job with the events. This was my first time playing one of his events, and it was kind of like a Ryder Cup style. So there were probably like 50 or 60 people. We did do a shotgun start, which was pretty sweet. And then every foursome had like teams, so you just played a two-man scramble, and the points that you got would get added to the team score overall. And so we actually ended up getting destroyed, our team, but the vibes were great. It was just super fun having that competitive aspect, but also like team. And each team was sponsored by a golf clothing company, so Hero Golf and Emery Golf. And so they gave us like swag, like basically we had uniforms, like everyone had a uniform, so everyone was out there in their team uniforms, just like playing for the team. And then the winning team got like a huge trophy, and then everyone else got individual trophies on the winning team. And as soon as we finished, we had like 5 hours out there. As soon as we finished, it started just dumping. So we got like the short period of like good golf weather, and then it started dumping and we all left. So overall went pretty well.
Oh, that's huge, man. Well, I gotta ask, was this a net or gross handicap?
It was separated into different. So he normally separates events into flights. And so when you sign up, you would pick like your handicap range. And so he would make matchups basically, or foursomes based on your handicap range. So I think I was in the 5 to 10 group. And so everyone in our group was between a 5 and a 10. And we just played gross.
Oh, wow, man. Some sticks in there then.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds sweet. Yeah. have been dying to play, man. I feel like I found something on the range. I just really want to try it on the course, but mud balls everywhere, you know, mud shoes everywhere.
Wait, so you hit your new driver?
Yeah, dude, it's sweet. It is actually legit more forgiving. I believe it 100%. The marketing works, man.
Also, it's shorter, right? Like, does it feel different?
Yeah, but I can't tell the difference, like if it's because of the driver head or if it's because of the shaft length. But for sure, I'm making better contact. Like sometimes, obviously, I'm not going to hit it straight every time, but it feels like if I do slice it or hook it, it still goes like relatively far. Whereas with my older driver, it felt like it could just be like a snap hook that goes like 10 feet off the ground. So I think part of it is also the loft. I think I have a 10.5. I mean, I do have a 10.5 degree driver now, and that should be a little bit more forgiving than 8 degree driver. Or was it 9? It was lower for sure.
Hopefully not 8. That is like tour level.
8's intense.
But that's great to hear. Yeah. I want to see it in action on the course.
Yeah. Definitely want to play. And hopefully we will get to play a little bit more soon. But we won't be talking about it on the podcast, unfortunately. And that's our news. Aaron, do you want to give the spiel, or Zach, who wants to deliver the bad news?
Well, I wouldn't say it's all bad news. I mean, I think, yeah, we're going to be slowing down the podcast, scaling back a bit, taking a break from it. But there's a reason why. I mean, we still love golf. We still love making golf content. We still want to, you know, talk to our audience and build community. And we just think we can do that more often and better on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram. That's where we all get a lot of joy making content, making, you know, funny videos and interesting videos. And we just want to put more of our time into that. And while the podcast has been incredibly fun over the last couple of years, we're going to do a bit of a pivot from Tossing Clubs.
Yeah. And I think it's like pretty clear, you know, we've talked about it a lot, and I don't think any of us are any less interested in golf or wanting to put any less time into it. I think it's just kind of more focusing our efforts into something that we enjoy more, that could be a little bit more engaging for our followers. And I think that it is something that, I don't know, we're all on board, and there's not really, you know, if you're not following us on Instagram and TikTok, follow us, because that's where we're going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited for this pivot. You know, I found a lot of joy making dumb, stupid videos and like seeing the public reaction to it, because, you know, it's still community at the end of the day. Like, people, you know, in the community, they have opinions on golf, and some people think that having a ball inside a divot, you shouldn't get free relief, even though that's like the stupidest rule ever, right? So yeah, you know, we can still engage with our audience. It just wouldn't be in this podcast format. So yeah, looking forward to this transition. You're going to be seeing a lot more content that's not just podcast content on the socials now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good thing. I think overall it's going to be a good thing. It'll allow us to create better quality content on the socials and reach more people.
So in light of that news, the topic for this week is just get, you know, Aaron, Zach, and my, I guess, recap on everything that's happened over the past couple of years. I have questions for you guys. I'm curious to hear what you guys thought about this whole journey and, you know, it's what started as and how big it has become. And especially doing a podcast, you know, we started during the COVID year, so a lot of people were doing podcasts, but not a lot of people are still doing this podcast, except for 2 years, except until now, which we're quitting anyway. So, you know, we tapped out in 2 years, but a lot of people tapped out earlier. Just want to say it that way. But yeah, you know, Aaron, when you first started doing this podcast, like, what did you think you were doing? And, you know, has these 2 years been, you know, have these 2 years been what you thought it would be?
Yeah, when we first started, I was all I could think about was don't say like, don't say like I was thinking so hard about like what I was saying, like the words that were coming out of my mouth and like how I was saying it. I was like trying to be engaging, but I don't know. I think it was like so hard and stressful at first and I was like nervous. But then after a while, you just kind of like get used to it. And then I think when I edit these podcasts, like I say like and way too much, but you know, it is what it is. It's just easier to just kind of be yourself. And we're just talking, you know, three friends talking about golf. And it's kind of turned into that for me of just it kind of just forces us to talk about golf every week. And I think that it's been, I don't know, it's been good. It's been good.
We're also so much better now than we were early on. Like, it's funny to go back and listen to some of our early podcasts, and they're pretty rough. Like, we don't have flow. We don't really know how to structure a podcast. Like, we're trying, but we don't really know what we're doing. And I think, you know, we've obviously been doing it for a long time now, like 2 years, over 100 episodes. And I think we got a lot better. So I would just say like props all around for the consistency and just getting a podcast out every week.
Yeah, I think we only skipped 1 week and it was when like everyone was traveling and got sick or something. But Frank, how did you feel as the resident host? You kind of just slowly evolved into that. Like, how did it feel for you going through that journey?
Oh, it's tough for sure. But it was very rewarding because obviously like being the host is not like you guys sort of just can bounce your responses off of what I ask, but then I have to think of how to transition to the next part of this podcast or this segment. So that part, I feel I've gotten a little bit better, especially since the first episode, but obviously there's still a lot that, you know, I want to be better at as well. And I think I was going to say what I wanted to get out of this podcast experience was to just work on, like, I don't know, talking and transitioning and like, cause it could be really useful in a corporate environment too, right? That's what I thought, you know, the likes and and buts, I know I still say it, but in this format, when it's all raw and we talk to each other with a delay as well, I think, you know, over the past couple of years, I definitely got some experience talking in that setting.
Yeah, I think I also learned a lot about golf, especially being relatively new. And there's a lot of things that I've learned from both of you guys, or even just stuff that's going on, because I'm not the best with like current events and stuff. And I'm not watching golf every week. But like, if there's three of us and we're all reporting to each other, you know, then we're covering a pretty wide range of like everything that's going on. And I think I know more about golf now by far than like ever before.
Yeah. I want to ask Zach, over these 100 episodes, was there an episode that stood out to you and you thought, wow, that was really cool? And it was, I'm really glad that we did that episode and we could only do it because we have this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that I enjoyed most about the podcast was bringing on different guests. And we had a bunch of different guests throughout the many episodes. I think a couple that come to mind, Casey Bannon at the Golfers Journal, and just learning about how they built that magazine and how they like throw tournaments around the US and travel around the world playing golf is really cool. And then Andrew Haynes from Fair Game started a golf app with Adam Scott, who was a follower of us on Instagram, which is really cool. And I think meeting him, hearing about his journey in the golf world and how they're building their company was really cool. So I don't know if there's like really one episode above all others, but getting to meet so many cool people, from players to people that run companies to people that teach lessons. Like, it was kind of all over the board, which was really cool. And I think meeting all those people is probably my favorite part about it.
Yeah, I think there's been amazing guests. My favorite episode, though, was when we did a lot of the equipment episodes. I have a lot of fun with, and I think a lot of our audience has a lot of fun with those episodes as well. For some reason, everyone is just so opinionated on different golf brands and equipment and such. Aaron, what about you, though?
Yeah, I also don't know if I'd have one. I did enjoy making the 100th episode where we just did like trivia about the podcast and just kind of like stats of, and it kind of just showed like what we had accomplished, I guess, or just like how much bigger this was than we had really ever thought it would be when we first started. So yeah, I mean, and I'd also echo what Zach says, love just like meeting everyone and learning about all these people in the golf space. It also was cool meeting some of the players that we had on early on, because we still follow them on social media, and just seeing kind of their continuing journey to get better and higher up in pro golf. And it's been cool to just have those, you know, I guess the early story, and then just following them on their journey.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how many people we've met throughout this podcast, which to me, it started out as, oh man, I'm really hooked into golf. And what do I want to do? I want to talk about golf. I want to talk about golf with the other golfers that I know. And we weren't really sure what we were doing and what value we could add to the golfing community. But I think given the fact that there are people who listen to us from all over the world, this is pretty incredible. And it's sad that we're going to stop it. But I think this is our personal goals, right? Or not our personal goals, but like our goals collectively have shifted us towards more of the social media side.
Yeah, I think we should be really proud of like what we did with the podcast. I mean, honestly, most people say they're going to start a podcast and then they do 5 episodes and then they quit. And we did over 100 for 2 years, basically every single week, not just recording, but editing, making social clips, like the whole thing. And like, yeah, I think we should be proud. And like, it's been awesome to see the audience grow and have consistent listeners every single week. And I feel like this episode's, it feels a bit, I don't know, sad, but like also we're not totally quitting. Like we're just pivoting over to social media and we still get to do all these fun things that we love to talk about just on a different format. But yeah, I mean, it's been quite the journey.
Do you guys remember like when we started, like episode 1 was the first one with the three of us, but you guys started 1 or 2 before, right? Before I got involved.
Yeah, I feel like we did like 1.5 episodes or something. And we were like, yeah, you know, I love talking to Frank, but we could use a third voice on this podcast. And I think it makes a difference for sure. I think having the three of us, just the way we interact is a lot smoother and more fun. And there's more to say. Yeah, we've had some really great conversations last couple of years.
Fuck you too, bro.
Do you guys have that?
No, I'm just saying, for me alone, like, I don't know how to keep a conversation going. So it was just really on you, Frank. And, you know, didn't want to have you do the whole thing.
Do you guys have that footage from like the first 1.5 episodes?
Gosh, I hope not.
Probably
not, dude. Don't ever reveal it.
It's just like saved in this podcast software. I don't even know what we talked about. I'm curious what we talked about. I have no idea.
It's like looking back in your high school or middle school photos and you're just wondering what the heck was I doing with like my outfit, my hair, and all that. But it's like literally 2 years ago though.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. Well, I think having three of us is really fun. I think like all of our best episodes that I enjoy the most, like all three of us are just like shooting the shit. And it's just a lot more fun that way. But I mean, there's been a lot of episodes too where you know, having that fourth voice too, like with our guests, it's just, oh my gosh, they provide so much like insightful and interesting commentary on what they're doing that I think really those are some of our best episodes. And I think it shows with, in terms of like the listener counts, most of our highest, not all, but most of our highest listened podcast episodes are with guests. But with that, I also want to talk about, we took a few trips while we were doing this podcast with that were determined by RNG, or also known as Google's random number generator. How were those trips for you guys? I feel like those are some of the best trips that I know I never would have taken if we didn't start this podcast.
Oh yeah. I mean, so much fun. Like easily, I mean, probably my favorite thing about it. I feel like I keep saying my favorite thing is a different thing, but the golf trips have been amazing. I remember making that first video about us randomly selecting Bethpage, and we made like a pretty entertaining TikTok video that went viral. Like it had 500,000 plus views of people basically being like, you guys are gonna get your ass kicked at Bethpage Black, but have fun. and then we went on the trip and we actually did it, and we stayed in a crazy little Airbnb and almost missed our tee time at Bethpage Red, and Frank basically whiffed on the first shot, and man, it was just such a memorable fun trip. It was I love New York. Love Queens. Love Bethpage.
Yeah. We got to meet up with Andrew Haynes and play around with him. It's also like looking at, now that I'm more familiar with this list of the top 100 courses, this is like probably the best value course on there. Like most of these courses are hundreds, if not thousands, to play 18 holes. And at Bethpage, all you got to do is like wake up a bit early and wait there. And then you're definitely paying under 100. And it's a freaking world-class course that hosts pro tournaments routinely, has a bunch of history, and I mean really you can't beat it. Like super grateful that we landed on that just totally randomly. Thanks Google.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever voluntarily sign up to wake up before sunrise to go and wait for a golf course tee time. That might not even happen, but we did that. And looking back on it, it's not the most fun that I never want to have again, but it's not like my first choice, you know? I'm just really glad that I did it, because it feels like it's one of those welcome to golf moments. Like Bethpage, it is so historical. And when I first started getting into golf, like that was around the time when Brooks won at Bethpage. And that was the time where I like looked at Tiger highlights at that course. I remember Harold Varner just not doing well on Sunday. And so to actually see that and to see how tough it is and to see how good they are, then it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like I can see why these guys are so good, not just from the fairway, but out of the rough as well. It's not like they're not like shooting at Poplar or like, you know, or Metropolitan or Monarch. Like these are world-class courses. And Bethpage was a course where, again, like Aaron said, it's like the best value, but for some reason it's still like a top two course. Like I'm not sure I can't think of what number one would be. Yeah,
I mean, even on all the rankings, like it's a top 15. Like this is one of the best courses in the entire world. And yeah, it's like incredible that we got to go play it.
Yeah, we got to go back and just play all of them.
Black and red. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely want to go back. Gosh, I want to play black again so bad. But partly it's because I just feel like I could play a lot better now.
Got the new driver, the shorter driver. We'll see your new skills out in Florida later this year.
Yeah, yeah. So we went to Bethpage. We went to Campbell Sands. It's another one of those courses where I don't think I would have voluntarily signed up for because it is so far from Seattle. But yeah, it's sort of funny. Like these things that come out of this podcast, it forced us to do these events that we never would have done. We also hosted tournaments. Like that was pretty crazy.
Wasn't Gamble the trip where we, on the way back, we almost ran out of gas?
So, yeah, that was the trip. Like, making it over that mountain. That was so stressful. Yeah. I feel like every time you guys come to Washington, there was, like, a very stressful moment with golf. Like, it was that situation where we almost ran out of gas. But then Chambers Bay, like, the coffee that we had in the morning and just trying to make it to the golf course and find a bathroom in time. Yeah, Washington has some stressful golf situations.
Crazy. Yeah, if we played Chambers.
We also almost missed our tee time at Bethpage. I don't think we've had a very smooth golf trip.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure we'll get better as it, you know. As we in the future, just like with podcasting. Yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie, definitely want to play another like top 100 course in California though. Like, I don't feel like we've really done that, right? Isn't Pasatiempo, Torrey Pines, like, I'm not gonna talk about the Pebble Beach Resort ones, but I mean, there's a lot here and I don't think we've played one so thus far.
Yeah, I think Torrey would be a great trip. Would love to play there. I feel like that one's a bit more affordable than like Pasatiempo or Pebble. But like, yeah, I mean, this is definitely something I think we all get a lot of enjoyment out of and we're going to continue to do outside of the podcast. You'll just be able to kind of follow along on our journeys, watching our social clips on TikTok and Instagram. And this isn't goodbye is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot more to come from the Tossing Club.
Yeah, if anything, this is like a good, like the logical next step for us to just grow even further and do more of this.
We'll be sure to show you the nice courses that we're all playing, which I think it's about time, right? Because I feel like we've all played really nice courses and we just really haven't put up any content about it. And because we think about, oh, we'll just talk about it on the podcast. But, you know, how sweet would it be to when Aaron played Spanish Bay, right? Or Spyglass. Caught myself. Holy moly.
We got to get you down there so you can differentiate them in your head.
Those are top 100 golf courses, too. That's probably the easiest trip right there.
Both of them? Yeah. Spanish Bay and Spyglass.
Yeah. Spyglass for sure. Spanish, Aaron's looking at his map right now. I don't know if Spanish is. It might be.
I'll figure it out. But yeah, I got to play those, man. And
Spanish is number 48 and Spyglass is number 12.
Yeah, you know, I think one of these days we got to do like a foreign trip as well.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about the couple of tournaments three tournaments that we've hosted. And yeah, guys, do you think we'll be hosting another Tossing Clubs tournament this year?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Why would we not? I feel like people love that tournament. They look forward to it every year. If anything, we'd add more tournaments, like events onto the calendar. I think there is some talks about partnering with a local group in the Bay Area to get something done early this summer. And then we'll probably have our, you know, our annual scramble at the end of the year.
Yep. It's been on such a upwards trajectory. I think we just have to.
Yeah, we got to find a course that does shotgun starts.
Yeah. Yeah, Blue Rock Springs and Vallejo did a shotgun start. So they're out there. But I think all of us would agree that that's like some of the most fun that we've had doing this is like hosting that event and just... I don't know. I mean, I've won it twice, so maybe I enjoy it a little more than you guys.
But... Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I can't let Aaron get away with winning it twice, and you know, just us ending it.
Why you let other people win?
That's just like my peak performance every year. Is like I've been playing all these Twilight rounds all summer, and fall comes around, and we've got these like competitive tournaments. And especially going from like playing by myself to playing a scramble with a partner, like it's just, I don't know. It's just, I just have come through the last 2 years. I mean, it hasn't even been by like a lot too. It's been like pretty close, but you know, we've pulled it out.
Yeah. Very competitive, growing every year. Lots of new people. Yeah, I'm excited for what we got coming. Yeah. 2024. Maybe it's your friend.
Guys, I think we've went over this multiple times. It's not a good look for the host to be winning the tournament.
Look, if there's, you know, 50, 60 people in this tournament, which is like a nice little goal for us this year, and they still can't beat everyone on this podcast, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, spending a little bit, even more time playing our tournaments. I think we, last year, we took a big leap and really elevated the events. You could say it was an elevated event, a designated event, a signature event, however you want to call it. But
damn, you know, you're so good at this podcast stuff, man. Are we making the right decision here? So smooth with it now.
Oh, man. Peaked at the wrong time. But, you know, with the merchandise, with, you know, giving out beers and drinks and just working with different local companies, it was, I think that was really fun, you know, organizing all of that and hosting it.
Yeah, definitely agree.
Yeah. And I think that this pivot will allow us to make even more of those connections and get more people involved, different companies that can contribute different things. And I think it'll elevate that event too, even more.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask you guys, so, you know, as we're transitioning into the social media accounts, you know, posting a little bit more there, you know, what type of content can people expect from us?
I mean, I think a little bit of everything. I mean, ultimately, like, we want to continue to entertain, continue to, you know, get people excited and inspired about golf. And, you know, I think we have a few different ideas and avenues to get there. You know, I feel like some of our most successful stuff has been around just like interesting cultural moments in the golf space, from like the Masters to like equipment drops. And so we'll probably be, you know, sticking with stuff that's trending and keeping tabs on what the golf world is doing and just continuing to, I don't know, explore and educate, kind of do it all. There's going to be a lot of new stuff that we're going to try out across the channels.
I think to echo that, you know, we all have our own different interests, but at the end of the day, like when you follow the Tossing Clubs channel or the Tossing Clubs account, like expect to get entertained. Because there's going to be memes, there's going to be interesting, insightful deep dives on courses, there's going to be, you know, actual play with at really cool courses with like Aaron, Zach, and me. I think I'm really excited to just spend a little bit more time on that, because throughout these past 2 years, a lot of the contacts that we've made were because, oh, we made a video and someone reached out to us. And I think, you know, by focusing a little bit more time on that, hopefully we can be a little bit more involved in the golfing community.
Yeah, I think we'll also be able to put more effort into interacting with our followers. And, you know, versus before, we'd be like, oh, look at that comment, and then we'd just talk about it on the pod, you know, whereas, you know, we'll be able to spend more time like looking at other people's content and talking to people and developing relationships a little bit better. So I think we'll be involving more people in this.
So like I said, this is not goodbye. It's just hello in another language. And yeah, we look forward to this next part of our of this project, of this journey. And you know, the reason why we started this is because we all love golf and that has not changed. Expect me to push out some sweet stuff in the near future. All of us to push out some sweet stuff in the near future.
Just a huge thank you to all the podcast listeners. I think following a podcast, listening to a podcast every week is way more difficult than, you know, shooting a like over on TikTok or Instagram. And we definitely like appreciate everyone that's stuck with us for 2+ years. Like, we know a lot of our listeners, and you show up every week, and like, we appreciate that. And it's been really cool to engage with that community and kind of have a reason for showing up every week to talk to people that want to listen. So that's been super fun. And yeah, just thank you.
And with that, should we say farewell? Should we cue the "it's been a long day" music? But
just go to our TikTok.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. And we won't see you next week, but we'll see you down the road.